Milrose Munts and the Den of Professional Help by Douglas Anthony Cooper.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The first duty in life is to be as artificial as possible. What the second duty is, no one has yet discovered. Oscar Wilde. Chapter 1. Milrose Munts was on fine terms with the dead. Some of his best friends were, in fact, long deceased. They were magnificently repulsive and did their best to keep him entertained. Milrose did sometimes wonder whether his school produced more dead students than the average. Perhaps it did. On the other hand, adolescence was hilariously perilous on the whole, and it was a wonder those idyllic years failed to claim even more lives. Milrose himself was lucky to have survived numerous death-defying acts of everyday youth, so perhaps other schools were equally stuffed with vile, wandering ghosts. It would also make sense if this were not a well-known fact. Milrose could imagine the staff doing their best not to emphasize fatality rates in meetings with parents. Certainly, precise figures regarding the prematurely departed never seemed to make it into the brochures. Not that Milrose Munts was the least distressed by the impressive population of hideous wraiths in his own school. Life would be so much less interesting without death. Milrose was on especially fine terms with the disgusting apparitions on the third floor. Other floors were less friendly, true.